Exactly.
Well, thank you for allowing me to record this again for learning purposes.
Thanks.
So, how are you?
I'm fine. My parents have been, they are here visiting me. So I have had a bit of a action time, you know, being a tourist in your own, well, own country, but have been with them. And then the kids has been off. So it's been a lot of family time.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the school meeting that we have had the last, you know, yeah, the 10th of June. I think we spoke on the 8th last time, or the 7th. So it's fine. It's been everything, another type of leadership, you know, at home. And you know, when you don't see your parents very often, when they are with you, it's a totally different dimension. And you know, you just get to know them when they get older. I've been 18 years away, so it's another perspective, I think. But it's fine. It's just to set the mindset that I'm not gonna be doing work. I'm not gonna be, you know, doing the normal thing I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds like there's a lot of things going on there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're leaving on Sunday, and we are leaving to US on Thursday the 4th.
Oh, on Independence Day here.
Yeah. So we'll watch it.
Where will you be?
We'll be in San Francisco. We will fly there. I have a friend of mine who lives there, so we will go and stay at her place for a few days and then start our road trip.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I hope we get a chance to see.
Yeah. If you give me your address, I'll be, yeah, just, or just to say hi on the way down.
I'll let you know.
You're in San Diego.
I'm halfway between Laguna Hills and San Diego. And yeah, so I will send you my information. And I'm away until the 10th of July. I'm in China next week. Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. That'd be wonderful. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Then you have, I hope it's not going to be too warm in China.
Yes, probably it is. Probably.
Just to get the mindset.
It is going to be too warm.
Exactly.
Well, you did say you had the meeting. Do you want to talk about what happened, or the leadership with your parents, or what's emerging?
The meeting with the school, it's I prepared for it, like what we discussed. Basically, I prepared like 3 pages of facts, because what I didn't want to be is to be emotional in that meeting, because it's very much touching me. So I did very much prepare, like, what's the purpose, what's the objective, and then listed all the fact throughout almost 3 years, you know, from the start, when I saw like there was something. And then what I did as well, I did put more what I would have done differently, or what they would have done differently, and some of the ideas. And that was very good, because when I reached that meeting, you know, when the director started, you know, well, I haven't noticed, I stated directly, what's the purpose, what's my intention in that? And I said, you know, I'm not here to blame you. I'm here to tell you that the impact of the way that you have acted is very high on my daughter, and the way that I trusted your establishment made me feel that I didn't do a good job at the end of the day. But I'm not here. The objective is to tell you the fact of those elements that I felt that they have not been done properly, and nothing more. So instead, what I noticed, like, instead of you start to, you know, either being defensive or being very, you know, like finding things, he went to the fact that, okay, she is on another path here. And then I just dated very, very easily. And when he started, I had my pages with me and he wanted to take them. And I said, by no choice, by no means, these are my notes. I was not going to give you anything. This is what I want. And then he said, can I get them? He get them at the end, but it was very factual. And really the way I wrote it, it was no bad wording or no, it's just that it is what it is. It's like a plain reality, even though it was very emotional. I was able to like, you know, you draw a skeleton with no emotion in it. So you see the totality. And that I think was very good. I felt it was, at the end of the day, I was able to give him my view. And when he started, like, what I can do more for you, I said, just like, we're going to separate. There is no more that I'm not going to ask you to do anything. I'm just going to tell you that the way you have led things is not good. I think I would have loved to have another solution. No, I reached the objective that I wanted. I made them aware of their wrongdoing, where I have done wrong, maybe not being very, very careful on maybe following up and so. But I think they got the choice. They got the message. What was still hard for me is to the end of the school, which is to see the parents, to see all those kids that have impacted my daughter. And that has been, you know, it was just tough. I must say, it was just that it's like I didn't want to be left alone in that room, in the classroom, because they do like the ending at the end. And then the teacher was like, yeah, we're very happy for her moving school. It's best for her. And I was going to tell her, but where were you the whole year? But I said, yes, of course, it's very good for her. So I don't feel I have any more bad feeling in my heart, you know, towards the school, which is very good, because it's, if I keep on lingering that type of feelings and so on, I was able to empty it all and to that closure. So from that perspective, I feel I managed to, there is nothing in my head that I could, like, I could have said it differently. I could have done it differently. And that is a fantastic feeling, I must say. The way you are able to get, you know, to express yourself in the most proper manner in a matter that is really painful to you. So that I want to thank you again, because I think you helped me in that structure to whatever the message is hard, and me being only by want to be nice and kind, and, you know, only show this, only that side of me. I was able to overcome it by being prepared and by being intentional and by stating the purpose and the intention from the beginning.
Yes, I do sense your pride of your accomplishment to speak your truth without blaming, and to feel that heart space in you as well as you're describing it. It feels like pride to me. I don't know, what's the feeling? What's the emotion that you sense?
I think I'm proud of myself, the way that I managed, because, you know, my husband sent me a note afterwards, because he was there. He's like, I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud the way you led that meeting. So it felt very good, but it took a few days to clear up, I must say. It didn't, it's just like you unplug something. So it's like it takes few days to get things, but that feeling of, yes, I did it in the right manner. I did it in a good way, the best way it could have been done. One thing, of course, it always, I feel that I would never celebrate. I never like recognize myself very early. It take me few, you know, it's like a tap on the shoulder. It take few days until I can do it, you know, until I process it more maybe in my mind.
Mm-hmm. And have you processed it now?
I did. I did process it. I did say, you know, I don't talk about it anymore. You know, it's like you let it go. And mm-hmm. that's one of the good thing, that it doesn't leave any sick, any, I don't know, like lingering thoughts in me. It just like, it's like it cleared out the system, which I think is very good. So that I feel very proud of.
Yes. What's the learning that you're taking away for yourself?
That I could, no matter how hard the situation, you could control your emotion when you are prepared and you're stating what's true, what's really truth, without, to be honest, finding a winner and a loser. You know, that was for me one more thing, because of course they haven't won and I'm not winning either, but it was not the intention anymore to find, it's not the purpose. So this is something that I learned, that even though you don't need to find the winner there, you are able to state that and to achieve something, even though you have not won at the end of the day. I don't know if it makes sense at all.
Yes. So the feeling I get is that you're clear and relieved, or the fact that you're not sensing it still, that you don't talk about it. I got that's an indicator for you that you've shifted something, and yeah, it doesn't change the fact that your daughter went through that and that she's changing schools and there's a lot of upheaval, and that's true as well.
Yeah. So I think exactly that's the feeling, being relieved and that the letting go of it is good. And I feel that, you know, that thing of letting go was not my strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I felt like, you know, I don't let go easily things.
How does that relate to, you said it took you a few days to unplug or not? Is that different?
Maybe that was to just getting it out, to clearing it, you know, just processing. Did I do it? Did I achieve what I wanted to achieve? Did I achieve it right? Did it go the way? Could I have done it differently? So all those questions that I ask myself afterwards, even though my spontaneous answer was, it went good. I have said what I had to say. But just to get, you know, letting go those feelings inside me, that took a few days just to recover that event.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm wondering, would you like to explore anything more about that? Or we've got about 30 minutes to focus on something. What's going to serve you the most? It could be a different topic as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I was thinking that based, you know, sometimes the way maybe I face situation is when I don't get myself... Sometimes the choices of like knowing when to say no, when to say yes to things. Sometimes this is something always been a difficulty, you know, to weigh certain alternatives sometimes and what is important and going back to things. So instead of saying yes and going into the flow, it's just to... sometimes get myself stopping and learning to say no and staying true to what I have. So this is one thing that I have been myself reflecting how can I be better in doing that? So this is one thing that I have myself reflected, you know, on. And then the second thing is that thing of letting go, maybe, that is gets you a little bit of, it's like, take the, did I do it right? Did I do all what I could do? Though maybe this is something that I could learn to shift faster the gears sometimes instead of, and maybe this is something that I could benefit more from, to shift gear faster when situations are tough and it doesn't have to be, I don't need to stay into it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so the saying no and staying true to yourself and what's true for you.
Yeah.
And also letting go and shifting gears faster.
Mm.
I'm wondering whether there's any relationship between those two.
It might be some correlation between both. If you don't let go, you're still stuck where you are. You're still stuck in the yes that you, instead of standing stronger and stating that no, I will deviate, or I will say no, or I will say I'm not gonna go on that excursion with the family. It's okay. I'm gonna take care of myself. I'm gonna get better. You know, without feeling like I'm letting down somebody. You know, in a way, just stating that instead of going into the flow, getting more myself. Into the ability to let go of that pattern. Because I see myself sometimes getting into a pattern that get my energy out. And I think we discussed the energy at the beginning of that when we had the first session. And this is something that I don't want to be dragged into things. It's like to be more aware.
Yeah, so is energy actually the connector, the shift in energy between the two?
I don't know if the shifting energy or the letting go, the ability to clear out faster things, to process them, maybe instead of me taking me 3 days, to let go of something, is more that, is there a way that I could process it faster? Mm-hmm. Because I could see that even though a comment at work or a criticism or whatever, it's always hot, you know, it stick faster than it's letting it go in a way.
Mm-hmm. So how would you describe the thing that you would need to talk about in order to let go faster?
The impact on me. The way you take it harsh, you take it either very personal, that is one thing, or to the fact where you feel that you have had maybe more expectation than what was in reality there, you know, or you haven't said all what you need to say. So it's, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it seems you were describing both an impact on me, an internal, and then expectations, maybe external. It felt to me like there was both a impact internal and external.
Mm.
How does that
sound
to you?
That's right. That's exactly. The impact is internal. And then the expectation is the external, you know, just to set it. Yeah.
So what would you like to have by the end of this time that would tell you you've made some progress on this?
Just how can I get things less maybe impacting me. I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah, because if it gets less impacting, I am able to let it go faster.
Well, that's a nice connection.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how can I get things less impacting on me so I can let go faster? What would you like to explore first?
Less impact on me, maybe. Okay. We start with that.
What about that do you want to explore?
When there are situations that I have seen around me, people behaving in a non-ethical manner, for example, or draining energy for others or whatever, that is indirectly, I'm impacted by that environment very much. It gets a lot on me. And then for me to perform, for example, I've seen situation that pulls me back instead of either addressing it or just saying that it does not impact me. Why would I care? You know, it's like to move on and to continue to deliver despite that, and to take it to a level where maybe I can impact this negativity. You know, I can do something about it instead of retracting from it. You know, it's just like repulsive type of energy. Instead of me withdrawing, I can do something more about it. So, you know, just to continue instead of, if I have a nasty person, for example, that I deal with, I've seen situation where I get reserved. Because I feel that I can't deal with this. So it impacts me. And then instead of me letting it go and continue with what I do, it puts me one step back. Mm-hmm. So those are situations where I have seen that impact affecting me on that sense.
What are the indicators to you that you're being impacted and affected?
I get silent. I don't engage. I don't feel that I put, you know, I perform at my best. And I get my tolerance level becomes lower.
So if I was watching you from the fly on the wall,
yeah,
your behavior, I'd see you getting silent. And what emotion would be present? What would I notice?
And unease emotion, you know, it's like not at ease, completely, not engaged, no communication, you know, you just get that feeling like, okay, I could have said that, I could have, you know, but nothing gets out. It depends on situation, but I have seen myself in situation where, you know, I don't engage. Mm-hmm. You know, either I feel like it's not worth it sometimes, but at the end of the day, it is impacting me because it's impact what I have to do.
Mm. So then if you were ideally changing and being the person you want to be in this situation, what would be different about you?
I would say not being affected by my surrounding, less affected, less being less affected, and being less emotionally impacted. You know, when the emotion get into play, either it's somebody respectful, more like more on a value-based type of, the inner me, you know, gets more on that side. That is ideally changing that. I could isolate that. I could say, okay, this is a clear clinical type of situation, rather than making it emotional, and even though it impacts people around me.
Mm-hmm.
So the ideal is to get into the fact where you isolate maybe the fact again from the emotion in it.
Okay, so that sounds like, again, you mentioned that was one of the keys to the conversation you had at the school.
Mm.
Sounds like that's one of the key things that you've brought up again, is being able to separate out the facts.
Yeah. And not being engaged in it emotionally. Maybe this is one thing to just... to say it's, you know, it's okay. This is what we have at hand, rather than being, you know, taking it personal maybe, or
yes. So. Well, if your emotions were your best friend.
Yeah.
How would you treat them?
I would calm them down, maybe. I would say, like, you know what? Hold on. It's okay. You're not going to be hurt. Or I will tell them it's not your role right now. It's not your place. You know? I don't know if you could, but it's just to play them, you know, calm down. It's okay. It's not your role now.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you want to go there, but is there a metaphor or a picture that you have of your emotional best friend? Or not?
Yeah. I love the movie Inside Out. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it. With all the five emotion.
Yes.
And it speaks to me a lot about the different character there. And when you need to put some on, you know, like now the fear, you know, you put some in and it's okay. This is a great thing for me to sometimes to play on that. And to acknowledge, because what I have been trying all my life to do as I grow up in a war play is to overcome fear and make fear a friend rather than an enemy, because it impacted me a lot. So this is something that I've been able to process a lot. For a very long period of time, but still to take maybe things to accommodate. Sometimes they are my, you know, I don't like my feeling. It's too much. It's too much of impact. It's too much of that. So if I would have been my best friend, I would just like tune them down, just like rest. Rest for a while, leave me being calmer, leave me being, you know, on a different level of peacefulness, and don't worry a lot. So I don't know if it makes sense, but it just, when you said about the metaphor, it went was the Inside Out characters.
They are great. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I noticed is that, when you mentioned fear and just what you've been through, and I felt the impact of that when you said that, and just processing that fear. So I just wanted to acknowledge that I felt there's a lot that you've experienced that I will never have experienced, and just how you process that as you just explained that beautifully. So, yeah.
Thank you.
So how are you feeling about this exploration of how I can get things less impacting me so I can let go faster? Where are you at?
I think it's more to isolate, again, to isolate the fact in it, and to play down certain feeling, and to acknowledge that I have that side. You know, it's to acknowledge that it's maybe I have it a little bit more than others. So then I need to tune it more than others. So calm it down rather than leave it on its own.
Mm-hmm. What are your most, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
What are your go-to emotions?
The one that I seek or the one that pops up?
Oh, I don't know. What's the difference for you?
If I would say any working, but the one that the emotion that I is not no aggressivity. No, I don't, that I feel like this is the one that I don't, maybe I don't look up to, because that repels me, that brings the worst out of me, basically. Either it's get me to the silent, you know, this situation. I don't know if it's anger maybe anger, frustration and anger. This is the one that it surfaces faster.
Mm-hmm. And what about fear, seeing you mentioned it?
Mm-hmm. Fear is, I don't know if it's any association of, but it's not maybe in the fear itself, but it's like either it's the failing piece of it, or it's the rejection piece of it, or it's the not being seen, not being recognized. If I would turn those around. With fear, I don't know if, but it's of course it's element that impact me, and these are things that that comes up.
Mm. Well, you've surfaced a lot between the frustration and the anger and the silence and then what it means to you if the fear is there. Mm. How do you want to use the knowledge that you have brought forward here to support you?
I don't know if it's about seeing it, acknowledging it, and getting it into a controllable manner, or foreseeing it. You know, like going in, maybe this is something that could be more easy for me. It's to foresee, okay, what would that be, and being ready for it instead of being surprised by it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a nice distinction between seeing and foreseeing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to work with those two distinctions?
With seeing it is to acknowledge it, is to understand what is it that I see around me, and this is, and foreseeing is the fact, maybe I would work with it to know that in those situations, this is how I normally react, and then counter it, basically. Try to work it differently.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes you're seeing it because it's already there, and sometimes you're foreseeing it because it's not there yet.
Yeah, because either if you know the characters, or if you know the situation, or if you know that, okay, this is how it's going to be, because of either experience or certain, yeah, you've been there. So it's those things that maybe I could work even further with, and try to avoid being impacted and distance myself more to it. Mm. So if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you feel like you've got enough to be able to start looking at some actions, or do you feel there's more to uncover yet?
No, I think it's enough to move to the action.
All right. What have you got?
I got the impact, where I am impacted, how that impact me. I got the feeling that generates, and what is that generation, you know, what kind of feeling. And I got the ability, you know, the last piece, which is to foresee it and calm it and seeing it. So I set the right expectation, so it does not become surprising. So it's being prepared for it more.
Mm-hmm. And what would help you prepare more?
One is to look at myself in that situation, you know, in that moment or in that. And second is to understand who am I meeting. And if either has it been certain situation where I have experienced, so I could better prepare for that, or is it to relate, if it's something new, it's to relate to the old situation and pull out something that I learned quickly. And maybe by that I will be able to distance myself into that, so I don't get into the frustration and anger and, you know, into to those unwanted behavior or feelings that impact me.
Mm-hmm. So there sounds like quite a bit of pre-planning or pre-thought that goes into this.
Yeah.
How do you feel about following through on that?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
That's a, yeah.
So you're a planner.
Yes. I think I'm a planner, and I am more that I need to do that, so I don't leave it to the last minute. So I think this is something that I would, maybe it's coming back where it is helping me to prepare and to be more ready for it.
Mm. You mentioned right at the beginning something that I just thought of again. You mentioned that you had different leadership with your parents as an adult. And it made me wonder about self-leadership here in this situation. Mm-hmm. What might be, I don't know, what might apply for you in your leading of yourself?
To adjust my style, to adjust more to the competence level, maybe at that level, to adjust to the fact that their needs are different than mine. That it's still, you find joy in doing it a lot, even though that this is not what you maybe want to do, or you're like. You've seen the castle 15 times, and you'll see it is number 16, and you still in a new set of eyes, or through a different set of eyes, I think. And that people are not at your pace all the time, you know, that you learn that, you know, because they walk slower, point, you know. And I notice myself, I am always just far ahead. And this is a little bit the point where maybe a self, you know, that I need to go back and walk slower, because I just need them to be with me. And to be more caring for their needs and understanding their needs and achieving something together. And sometimes taking decision, because otherwise nothing happens. Mm-hmm. So you know, deciding this is the plan, this is what we want to do, this is the thing. And I recognize that kind of leadership that required from me, that I could of course pull out from.
Yeah, that sounds very wise, to knowledge about yourself and leadership. And what reminder do you need, if any, to walk slower or walk at the pace of the people around you when necessary?
Yeah, look up more for their needs, understand what is it that we want to achieve together with them. And it's okay to walk slower. It's okay to adjust to another pace, and not only keep your own way. And I think that's something important that I can learn from, because otherwise you end up only want people who runs like you all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good learning.
Mm. How else might you apply that learning?
When I recognize I'm not going to accomplish by running by my style, I have been able to adjust to the pace where people are at. Because I knew that this is frustrating for me if I still keep my own running. I used to work in Russia. I was, and then I told them at the beginning I was very frustrated, but after that I was like turning my watch 10 years back in time, and all of the sudden become nice. It works, you know. We are moving. But it took me a while until I unwind myself, and it worked. I was finding joy more in it, and this is, I think, it's a good learning for me to understand. Mm-hmm. But my biggest learning is to understand myself, that I cannot change them. I need to adjust myself. And this is something, it's important in any situation, because I can't change the people around me. I can only adjust myself so we achieve things together.
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting, because I was going to ask you then about the letting go piece, because you said you also wanted to talk about how I can let go faster. So I'm wondering whether that has given you any insight, what you just said.
Yeah, a little bit. One piece of it is just to accept things and letting it and adjust to it. Maybe this is one. The other piece is of the letting go. I don't know the way that it, maybe this is the way that I see it, is the fact that maybe to the acceptance that I cannot change it and don't get it impacting me, you know, just to pass. The other one is to deal with it. One is to get rid of it. I don't know if it make any meaning, but and sometimes it's not good to let go, because then you let go one time, maybe it's accumulate, it's about understanding what you're letting go. Maybe more I need to understand what do I want to let go and what do I want to source.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So does that sound like something that's something to take forward, is make that make that distinction?
Yeah. Instead of because it's no good to let go something that it's still gonna hunt you back, or it's still gonna annoy you at one point, because it's gonna come back instead of being addressed.
Mm-hmm. What could you do to understand the impact of you holding on or deciding to let go?
Is to understand the reason. The reason why, what is it? Is to understand what is it, the impact of letting it go. If I know that it's gonna come back, it's if it's a behavior that I don't like, it's not gonna change. It's not gonna come back. Mm-hmm. So you let go one time, you let go the second, the third, and especially if you work with people, the same people, or you work with any people with that kind of, it's, you need to address it. Mm-hmm. It's not about letting it go. It's about addressing it. And it's about understand. Maybe at one point of time, it will not. Or to learn how to deal with it more.
So I know we're coming near the end of our session here, and you've done some really good exploration. Where are you now versus where you started around it impacting you less and letting go faster? Mm-hmm.
I think I explored a lot more into analyzing it, more into to get into what is it and what is the difference with it, and what is, I think, was your question about what's the difference, understanding the difference and understanding, and of course on the impact I have had more work with it. Exploring it, understanding, and for, you know, working with it. And I think with the letting go is, if I do the first part right, then the second part will become, if I link them together more, they're gonna help each other. So I feel like I have a plan. I have more clarity around them.
That's great. Well, how would you describe the emotions now about both?
I think I have more clarity. It's more clear for me that I could deal with them. That's, I think, it's very obvious for me, that clarity, that I could, it doesn't have to be that it's like impossible. It is something that I can deal with, and it is something that I can work within myself to explore it more, and to be more maybe attentionate and aware of it, so I can deal with it.
So we have no more sessions, but I wanted to ask you what would be a good resource for you to keep exploring.
Help, you mean, or
help? Yeah. Do you any help, or what would help you to? Because we didn't really explore the, as you said, the letting go as much as the.
Yeah.
Letting go faster as much as the impact. So I'm wondering what would you like to do next with exploring that?
I would like to see that maybe with if I would understand better what is it that I'm gonna let go, is to be more myself, articulate in it, and then I will be able to take it one step further, and to explore how can I deal with situation like that. Carly?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can
okay.
you hear me?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so you want to explore?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to explore more myself situation where I will be able to face it again and understand, okay, with what I have today, can I deal with it?
Mm.
Or it's like, I'm going to test it and see, because I think what was fantastic during our session is that I was able to put into action everything that we've been discussing. And I will try to see how can I work with this more actively myself and be more aware of this, and then see if I would need more help to explore it more or to understand it more. Or is it something that is really impacting me, or it's something that I could myself, you know, work with it with the material that I have?
That sounds like a plan.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I've noticed such a big shift in your energy over these three sessions since we started, and the previous before that, when we spoke before the first session, and just how much more empowered you sound in your ability to discern which is a fact and what the impact is on you and what to do with it. So yeah, it's really been a pleasure to work with you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure as well. I want to thank you. I'm very grateful for that. And I always believe that things happen for a reason at the right point in time. So I'm very grateful and thankful, because you helped me out a lot in a very tough period where I've been in discussing element that maybe at that point were not maybe a coaching thing, but it was more for me a life changing way of addressing things.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. What would you like to say to close our coaching sessions?
I want to say that this is extremely helpful. It's always, it has been very helpful, you asking me question and not giving me any answers and letting me finding them out. I think there is a lot that by that approach helped me to process and to explore and to put into action. I think that has been, for me, great way of seeing that I have the answer. It's just that I need to be helped in the right manner, and I need to ask for the right help, because sometimes we don't know what to ask. And I think for us having only three sessions was for me like, I want to get the best out of it. I want to ask for the help that I normally don't ask for. So I've been able maybe to say things that I have never asked for it before, which I think it has been extremely rewarding and valuable. And I want to thank you for that.
Mm. Thank you. And that's a good reminder even for me to ask for what we need and want, even when it's hard. So
yeah,
thank you so much. It's been a joy. So I'm going to switch the recording off and then just chat to you a few minutes about your trip.
Yeah.